Philippians 2:5. Have this attitude in yourselves, which is in Christ Jesus, who though he had everything, gave it all up. For two reasons. One, he wanted to demonstrate on earth how God wanted man to live. How was man supposed to live? How, you know, we don't have any evidence in Genesis how God wanted how Adam was supposed to live. It just says God said, I've made you in my image. But how is he supposed to live? Then Jesus came and demonstrated how Adam was supposed to live. And that is a life of helpless dependence upon God. I want to say that that has become more and more my understanding of faith. There's a lot of talk about faith in the world today. Well, most of it is faith for making money or getting a bigger house or a car, or faith for healing. My definition of faith is helpless dependence upon a God who will never let me down, who will never disappoint me, and who will accept me no matter how rotten I am or how much I have fallen. This is faith, my understanding. And to believe that this God is more interested in blessing me than I am to receive his blessing. It's a wonderful thing. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, this is the way we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live a relaxed life on earth. And if we have this type of faith, we will be able to live that life. Let me show you a verse in Hebrews in chapter 4. In Hebrews chapter 4, it says, verse 9, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. What does that mean? A lot of Christians in the world who have not understood what that Sabbath rest means. And some people think it's not doing any work on Saturday. Not going to work, not doing any examinations, nothing on Saturday. Some people transfer it to Sunday and say, on Sunday I don't do any secular work, I read only the Bible. I respect them, appreciate them, God bless them, so long as they don't force it on others. I mean, you can, in the Gulf countries, they stop work on Friday. I don't have any quarrel with them either. They meet on Fridays. So whether you meet on a Friday or a Saturday or Sunday, besides the point. The point is, have you understood the Sabbath rest for the people of God? And that's not that type of Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's an inner rest of total freedom from fear of the future, from anxiety, tension, from bad moods, because I say, I have no resource but God, and he will never let me down. He will never let me down. It is impossible for God to let his helpless child down. Would you, as a loving father, ignore a little child of yours? You would rather starve than let him go hungry. My Father in heaven is better than that. He would rather starve than let me go hungry. He would rather see my need met than his own need met. That is what I see in the Spirit of Christ coming to earth. He didn't come here to meet his own need. Let this mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus. He came here to meet my need. And that's because he was so much at rest that God would, his Father would take care of all his own needs. He could give himself totally to serve others. That's why his whole life on earth, when we talk about sacrifice, sacrifice means I'm willing to give up something which I have every right to have. It could be a life of comfort, it could be money, it could be position, and I'm willing to give it up, deny myself that for the sake of God and his people and others. That's the Spirit of Christ. If you ask, if the angels were to ask Jesus, why are you going down to earth? Because there are needy people there. What are you going to get out of it? Nothing. But others will get something. If I go down and serve them and I... Aren't you going to suffer? Yeah, I'm going to suffer. That's worth it. To please my Father and to help others. That is the Spirit of Christ. What are you going to get out of doing that thing? What are you going to get out of going to church, for example, coming, being a part of CFC? Ask yourself, what are you going to get out of it? If your thought is, well, it's a good place to go. My children will grow up in a God-fearing way. The Sunday school is good. It does good to my children. And it does me good too. We're good friends and fellowship. Good. That's the baby stage of the Christian life. There's nothing wrong in that. In the beginning, we come like that. Why did the prodigal son come home? He didn't come home to honor his father. He came home because he was hungry. That's the only reason he came. Did the father receive him? Welcomed him with wide open arms. He come right in and celebrated with a feast a son who was coming home only because he was hungry. It was his hunger that brought him back home. When people came to Jesus for healing, he healed them. He didn't say to them, hey, first, you want to give up your sins? No, whether you want to give up your sins or not, you're needy. I have the power to heal you, I'll heal you. So in the baby stage, we come to become a part of a church to get some benefit for ourselves. But if that remains at the back of my mind always, it's a good place for my children, my children as they grow up will find good marriage partners, and if I'm in need financially, CFC has a reputation of helping people financially when they're in medical needs and etc. Well, you got to grow up, brother, sister. That's all I say. And if that's always our attitude, what I can receive from others, what I can receive from others, we haven't understood the ABC of the Spirit of Christ. Do you think the world has understood it? Celebrating Christmas, the birthday of Christ, as they call it. Why did he come? He came seeking nothing for himself. Nothing for himself. He came to bless other people. And we know that we have grown up spiritually when we are part of a church and we seek nothing for ourselves. I don't want anything here. I want to serve others. I want to see how I can bless other people. Not how they can bless me. And you say, who'll take care of my needs? Seek the kingdom of God first. His righteousness. God in heaven will take care of all your needs. Who took care of Jesus? Nobody could lay a hand on him to kill him, even though he wanted to. Because his father was always there to protect him, to whisk him away. He had more protection than all the big presidents and kings of earth with all their security services guarding them. No, Jesus could walk freely because he had angels, invisible angels, who would ensure that nobody would touch him before his time came. And if you live like that in helpless dependence on God, my brother, sister, I believe, We'll have angels, invisible angels surrounding us. I certainly believe that for myself. Because I can say before God, I have no ambition on earth. I can stand before God and say, God, you know my heart. I have zero ambition on earth to do anything but your will every single day of my life, every moment. I have zero desire for honor, zero desire for money, zero desire for the empty praise of men. You say that to God, it'll be amazing to see how he stands by you. He'll heal your diseases. He'll provide your need. But this is the Spirit of Christ, to empty ourselves completely.